So Esther approaches the king, and she says, if it finds favor in your eyes, let me invite the king and Haman today to a feast that I've made for him, a party I've made for him. The Gemara says, why did Esther invite Haman? So the Gemara gives different reasons. Rabbi Nehemiah says, so that the Jewish people shouldn't feel like our sisters in the palace were okay, and they'll stop praying. There's danger, there's a real decree out there. So when Esther invites Haman, word goes out, oh, Esther's trying to buddy up with Haman, and the Jews get all nervous. They say, oh, wait a second, she's just out to save herself, we're in danger.
Says that in Masechet Megillah.
Yeah, he's quoting from the Gemara in Megillah. So Rav Chalap says, Amalek's goal is that Am Yisrael will disconnect from their responsibilities to their Father in heaven. What Amalek tries to do is put in that venom of feeling the denial. Hashem's not really watching me. Maybe this is all fake. And maybe it's all coincidence. That's where Amalek comes in. Asher karecha baderech. The word karecha means got you to start thinking maybe it's a mikre. Amalek was trying to promote the idea. All the miracles you thought you saw in Mitzrayim, everything you thought was unusual, there are coincidences. It happens. There are natural disasters. There are plagues of locusts. You see, we're willing to attack you. The attack was more a psychological warfare against the Jewish people. You think God's on your side. We don't think God's on your side. You think you're unique. You think everything that happened should cause the whole world to be in awe of you. We don't think so. We think it's perfectly legitimate. You're like every other nation, we can attack you. It's not only about the nations, it's about us. The attack was a psychological blow to us. Asher karecha baderech. So we're up against that same challenge when Esther has to contend with Haman. And so the only way to overcome is when a person, when Am Yisrael says, no, I realize that Hashem runs the show. Moshe in the battle with Amalek is not giving them guidance on the warfare. He's giving them guidance with his hands up. He's saying, you have to realize that Hashem's running the show. You don't find it in a different war. Where else do you find that Moshe has to stand on a hilltop with his hands up, and that's what makes them win the war? Why with Amalek is that the point? Because with Amalek, that was the whole battle. The physical battle was not the relevant point. The relevant point was, is Hashem really running the show here or not? And Amalek was saying, we don't believe it. We're willing to attack you. And Moshe says, I'm not even going to war. I'm going to the hilltop and I'm going to raise my hands and you're going to see we're going to win the war. And the victory is different than any other victory because the fight is different than any other fight. The fight with Amalek. And that's what Esther was intending to do. She's inviting Haman to the feast because otherwise the Jewish people would feel like, we can win this. We have the son-in-law of the king is a Jew. You know, what's the problem? Things can work out right for us. The UN is nice to us today. Suddenly the world is a better place. People can think, I don't have what to worry about. Esther's the queen. Esther says, that's not how we're going to win. The fight here isn't about the physical fight. The fight here is about a question. Who runs the show in this world? And this goes back to our class last night. We spoke an hour last night about how are we supposed to be happy? Why is Adar about happiness? Adar is about the happiness that comes when I recognize that Hashem is running the show. If I recognize He's running the show, I can be happy with the show I'm living in. That's the key. That's the main answer of the Book of Eov. That's the main point of Adar. Everything overturned, it's all lots. What's the point in everything overturned, v'nafohu? The point is there's someone running the show. You think you're preparing the 50 feet, the 50 amas tall thing to hang Mordechai? No, you're not. You're preparing for yourself.
Right?
So the theme that Esther's promoting for the people is, go daven. The victory here is going to come if you're going to remind yourself there's a boss. There's someone who runs the show.